Johanna Logama, Joalin, Catching Dreams. Read by Joalin Logama.
Chapter 1. Let the Journey Begin. It happened again. I really don't understand it, why I sleep this late every single time I have to leave for an airport. I am a bit frustrated with myself, and I'm thinking that this sleeping pattern is not actually restricted to airport days only. I hear my mom's sighs in my head, and see her frowning at me in my mind's eye, and I decide once again that this really must be the last time. Taxi slows down by the terminal doors, and I pay the ride with my card, as I usually do. I even remember to ask for a receipt. At least this is something that will make mommy happy, as long as I don't lose this important little piece of paper. I decide to put it in an extra safe place, and I specifically make it an issue to remember what this extra safe place is. I take my bags and head for the departure hall to find the right ticket machine. Everything that has to do with flying has by now become a routine for me. I'm not usually nervous or anxious or anything particular, except for the nail-biting moment of finding out how much extra weight I have managed to pack in my luggage this time. The fact is that at the baggage drop, I'm forced to dig out that credit card again and to think of a safe place for that receipt. When I'm finally through the security, my next target is Starbucks. I order an iced latte and a bottle of water from the friendly employee, and I say my name is Sophia. They never spell Jolene right. So my name changes according to my mood. I add a little bit of vanilla and caramel syrup to my drink and grab a napkin. Then I start moving towards my departure gate. I look for a plug to charge my phone. I'm lucky to find an empty seat next to one of those charging stations, so I sit down and make myself comfortable. There is still a little bit of time before boarding, so my phone has a few minutes to charge. Suddenly, I feel some frustration, although I know there's no reason for it. I try to focus on Pinterest. Maybe I'll find something inspiring there. But nothing. Maybe I just better make sure there's a serious download on my phone, because soon it is time to board the plane. The more episodes, the better, since there will be 3 flights, and this is just the first one. My relationship with flying has changed a lot during the past years. I have flown a huge number of miles and spent time at numerous airports, so I have adopted certain routines. But I do recognize this slight, edgy feeling that sometimes creeps up when I think about having to sit on these cramped spaces for long periods of time. It is sometimes a bit exhausting. I am never among the first ones to board the plane. Instead, I prefer being the very last one. So no hurry, and absolutely no standing in line. When everyone around me has gotten up and made their way towards the ticket control and onto the plane's front entrance, I get up too, and put my phone in the pocket of my hoodie. Holding the ticket and my passport, I pass the control point and walk through the tube to the plane. It's my favorite when boarding means walking up the stairs. Not because of the stairs, but because of the last bit of fresh air before entering the plane. I look at the big, comfy seats and let out a sigh of envy when I walk through the business class to find my own row. Almost every time, I'm thinking that one day, I too will be traveling in first class. I feel pain in my knees even before sitting down. My legs are pretty long, even though one might not think so by looking at me. I am nowhere near the height of most models, but I have been blessed with some quite long legs, and I can definitely feel them on these long flights. For some reason, my knees have always been like some old lady's joints that bother me easily, and these small spaces make them hurt even before sitting down and bending them. At this point, all becomes routine again. I set my Starbucks cup with the name Sophia and my water bottle on the tray in front of me. I make sure that my AirPods and the phone are still in my pocket. I put the neck pillow around my neck and lift my bags to the luggage bin. Finally, I'm sitting down. Always on an aisle seat. That is a must. Safety belt on and earphones on. Phone in my hand. Last scroll through my work messages. It is 1852.